some progress over here. It's on page 86 in the Parshas Kisove. Vayikra Moshe el kol Yisroel. So Vayikra Moshe el kol Yisroel vayemer aleihem. So Moshe calls to the all of the Jewish people. He says to them, Atem re'isim chulu, you've seen Hamasis ha'gdoilois ha'sherou einecha, the great signs, tests that your eyes have seen. He says, Leinos nashem lachem leiv l'das v'naim liris. Hashem did not give you the heart to know and the eyes to see, meaning that for 40 years till they came, the 40 years in the desert, they didn't have the opportunity to really fully recognize and to become ready. And then he's telling them, well, now by 40 years you're ready. Which basically, that explains also why they needed to be 40 years in the desert, because it took that 40 years in order to reach the level they were supposed to reach. But this verse that Alter Rebbe asks seems to be a contradiction from the beginning to the end. It starts off the verse with Atem Re'isem, that you did see. And then he said, He did not allow you, he didn't give you the eyes to see. So this is surprising. The mitchila in the beginning, Omar Atem Re'isem. He says to them, you've seen chulu. And then he says, he did not give you the eyes to see. So what is it? Did he show them or he didn't show them? And in order to understand this, hinei kesiv, behold, there is the pasuk that states, Vayita Eshel Beveir Shava. This is talking about Avram Avinu. He planted, he pitched this Eshel, whether it's a tent, it's a chilashtil, or this tree that he called an Eshel over there, or he provided for the pastors. You know, that was Beveir Shava he did. Vayikra Shom B'Shem Hashem Keil Oilam. He called over there, he made others call, he publicized that Hashem is Keil Oilam, is the God of the world. He's not separate, he's not Keil Oilam or Keil Oilam. Which is Niskorim, Berabbis Vayedas, Sepashes, Nundal Vayigash Peritzal, Nundal Zir Chalkav Kobes, Chalgim Chobes, Beis, Nun Beis, Beis. So, what does it mean? And the connection, I guess, to this pasuk, as we'll see as he goes on. The Hinei Kesiv, Rom Al Kol Goyim Hashem, that Hashem is exalted over all the nations. So here we're saying that by the nations, we're using the word that Rom Al Kol Goyim, Hashem is exalted. And there's another pasuk, it says, Mi Lo Yiroach Ove Goyim, who will not fear you? Referring to the Goyim also in Yirmiyah Simen Yud, the Gam Oivdei Kechovim Korul Olakadalakayo. That also the star worshippers, the Goyim, the worship of Avodah Zorah, they call him Olakadalakayo, the God of the God. So it means Rom Al Kol Goyim, that even the Goyim is exalted, recognized of the exaltedness of Hashem. As the pasuk goes, is Milo Yeracha, who won't fear you, even the Goy. Kamesha Kosuv, as the pasuk says, Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoye Godel Shmi V'Goymer, that from the shine of the sun, it means from the east, until Mevoye, till it set, comes sets in the Ma'ariv, my name is great. What does it mean from the east to the west? Meaning over all the goyim, all the lands, all the people, Hashem is great. What does it mean Hashem is great? They recognize Hashem's greatness, but not in a direct way, but in a way of elakod elakayim. They agree that there is a God of God, which is Hashem, which is Rab. But they also believe that in the between there is an elakai over there. Achim b'chinas Pirud liyos bechinas yesh v'dover b'fnei atzme. But they are in a level of separation to be in a yesh, to be a being and an independent item. They say there is Hashem, but they're there too. So they're independent. They're also, there's another existence besides Hashem. This is the Goyish approach is, yes, there is Hashem. He's the God of the gods. He is the Brahim here also. There is also an independent existence besides Hashem. What is Avram saying? Avram planted this Eishel B'Veir Shavah. Avram, Hinehoyo Oimed V'Tzaveyach B'Shem Hashem Keil Oilom. Avram was standing and screaming the name Hashem Keil Oilom. He was trying to tell God that they're wrong. There's no existence besides Hashem. Pirush, what it means, Hashem, Hashem, Keil Oilom, Hashem Havayehu Keil Oilom. That the name of Hashem is the God of the world. Kul Echad. It's one. It's Keil Oilom V'loi Keil Ho'olam. He's not the God of the world, but he's God world. This is the same thing. The world is not independent. It's not something separate from Keil. It's not Keil Ho'olam Sho'olam Hu Yesh V'Dabu V'Fnei Atzmei. V'Uam Echayosom. It's not that there is a world which is an existence and an independent item. And it's Hashem that vitalizes them. Einikim. So Avram was saying it is not so. Elokimoy shel shmoy shel Adam. Einikim atzmi yusah Adam. But rather, just as the name, he's saying it's only the name. They're not an independent, it's only a name of Hashem. Just like the name of a person. What is a name? It's not of the essence of who the person is. But rather, the energy, the vitality are dressed in the letters of his name, because we know the letters of the name. That's why parents have Ruach HaKodesh, those, and Avram gave the name, Adam HaRishon gave Kol Nefesh Chayuch, Hushmoy, this is the name of each one, because the name and the letters, the shape, represents the God, the vitality, the energy of the person that's dressed up in his name. Where do we see this? When you call him by his name, he can be woken up. Sometimes when a person faints and you can't get him up, you whisper his name or you call his name, then he'll get up. So that means because you're touching the channels through which his chayis goes to his body and to wake up. Is kmekein shem havaye baruchu. The same thing is with the blessed name of Shem Hashem. Who mislabish toich kol almim, he dresses up within all the world. Behem rak levushim utfeilim elov yizbarech. And they are merely garments. They are merely garments, and they are secondary to Hashem. V'kul echad mamish. So who is the Haim? Haim is the Almin, all the worlds. All the worlds are only garments and secondary to Hashem. The Kuluchad Mamesh. And they're all one. In other words, the Chayis that gives them is one with them. V'zehu Keil Oilam. And this is the meaning of God, world, Kemeshe Kosuf. Bayoyim ahu yihye, and that they will be Hashem echad ushmoy echad. And that day it says yihye. The word yihye is two times. Yihye is based upon yudke. It's two times the name of Hashem of yudke. Yihye. Shelo yihye b'bchinas vavke. Then it won't be yudke vavke, but it'll be just yudke yudke. Ki avav u'bchinas hamshocha. Because Yud Kei Vav, the Vav Kei, is a level of Amshacha. Sheyuchal Yishtal Shalemato, that is able to evolve and be Mishtal below. Ad Sheyuchal Yishyash V'Dabru V'Fnei Atzmei, so that it can be an item. And an independent item, that's the Vav Kei. But then, Lo Sidelo Sheyiyah HaKoil, B'chinas Yud Kei. Over there will be, everything will be Yudke. Lemato, kimoy lemailo. Below will be just like above. Ba'ayim v'lekuti toiro, b'zchariya ha-posik zeh. U'mashakosu b'zeh b'biyur ha-posik, v'hoye mispro b'nei Yisrael, u'mashakosu, soiv divr ha-maschil shish mehem ha-moloches, gabay tamosi. Achine kisiv, but however it's written, v'nargon mafrid aluf. This is a posik in Mishlei, in Perek Simen Yudvov, in Posik Chof Ches, Ba'ayin Zohir Chele Gimel Yudzayin Aleph, Yudvov Aleph, Uberabiz Breishis Reish Perek Chof. So the Posik over there, it says that L'taiva Yivakesh Nifrod. I think that this is all the same pasuk over there. The way I understand it is that the nargon means this. This is a reference, the way he touches it here, to the people that expressed bad, spoke lashon hara about Eretz Yisrael, but teirognu b'holeichem. So they were mafrid. They separated the yidden from aluf from Hashem. That caused the separation for the 40 years in which the Nargon Mafrid Aluf. So basically this is represents that the evil is the one that separates between Kedusha. And as he continues, as it says, L'taiva, so the word, what he's bringing here is Mafrid Aluf, separates from Hashem, the idea of independence, and or here you say letaiva yivakish nifrod, that if you have desires, then that is a separation from Hashem, as he explains. When a person places his desires in the delights of the world, or in being victorious, you know, or bad traits, bad characteristics, bad midos, God forbid. So when he does a taiva, yivakish, when you seek your delights, whether you want to show that you can win the argument, or you enjoy the delights of the world, so then you're separating yourself from Hashem. Then there cannot be the name of Hashem one and His name one, that it should be united. And that means, becomes a nifrat. That is Nargam Afrid Aluf. That's why it's all the separation. Behine kisiv, behold, it's written, Yoir ponov itonu selo. Let him shine his face for us forever. Pirush. What does it mean he should shine his face? Pirush b'chinas ha'oros ponim. What does it mean to shine his face? Hukim marshal. One who gives, a person who gives his true friend, is a dover. So when you give him something, you give it with a good eye, and a good will, and your face shines from the great light and joy. As opposed to when you give it to your enemy, then you give it as somebody who throws it behind your back. It's like by force, you're just throwing it to them. And this is what we say, Yoir Hashem ponov elecho. Hashem should give it to you in a by which face. Sheyashpia chayis mibchinas haoras ponim. That he should give the flow in a way of in a shining face and out. Masheinkein gabe, as opposed to when it's not Eilecho, when it's to the goyim, the other is not in a shining face. Acha oras ponim anal hu itonu davke. It says, Yoir Ponov Itonu. What does it mean, Itonu with us? Itonu Pirush Kshanachnu Gamkem Bechinas Horus Ponim. When we are to Hashem with a Horus Ponim, then we get Hashem's Horus Ponim. Commercial cost of Kamayim upon Laponim. Like the image, the face shows in the world as we get back. So when we have our Ponim to Hashem, Kain Leiv Odom Laodom. So the heart from man to the other person. But in this case, it's Pirush Odom Atachton Knesset Yisrael. The Odom below is the gathering, the Yidden. Because of Etno Tsoini, Tsoin Marisi, I placed my sheep, the sheep of my shepherd, Odom Atem. That you are Odom. Atem Kruim Odom. So that is Hodom. That's the Odom Mat. Le Odom. Kain Leiv Odom Le Odom. Le Odom Pirush Odom Elyon. Shal Musa Kisachul. What does it mean, the shining face, when we do a shining face to Hashem, HaKamashi Kosuf? Yismach Yisrael Be'oisov, that the Yisrael rejoices with his Maker. K'meshi Hu Yisbarich Sozis Mechbonu. Just like Hashem is rejoicing with us, we're rejoicing with Hashem, K'meshi Kosuf. U'misimchoscha Shesomachto Bo'i Koroso. That from the joy that you were rejoicing, but in the Koroso Shema Yisrael V'shurin, as we say in the Davening. The chedves Hashem migdulosei shein cheker, and that's the joy from Hashem, from Hashem's greatness, that there is no investigation. We, when we make kamosh la'odom, as by example, a person shetzov uponov, that his face lit up merev oyde v'simcha from great shine, light and shine k'shedoyes oyve amiti, when he sees his true friend b'chinas horas ponim anal in a shining face, shechel kamre outside of yigene, he forgets about his pain, about his hardship. Because of the joy and the delight from seeing the face of his friend. When a person remembers Hashem, that is his true friend, in a way that shines his veils, and he will meditate in his greatness, that he fills the world and surrounds the world, and everything before him is nothing. He'll totally forget about himself. Even if he has pain from worldly matters, he'll forget the pain because of his rejoicing in Hashem. What is there in the heavens? Nothing with. I want to nullify any desire, any yearning, zulos hachukah b'Hashem Echad, besides the yearning for Hashem Echad. V'hine zman his oyridus ha'oros ponim hanal. When is the time that level of the Eibishter's ha'oros ponim, that is me'oyrer, the person that mentioned earlier, who b'Reish Hashanah, that takes place on Reish Hashanah. And that means what it says, Yoishev al Kisei Rachamim, that he sits at the Kisei Rachamim because there is the time of Oros Ponim. V'os Kisiv, and then it's written, Smoy Loi Tachas L'Roshi. So it begins with the Smoy Loi Tachas L'Roshi, with Rosh Hashanah. It begins, the Kiruv of the Eibishter begins first with the level of Smoy, which goes tachas l'roshi, which is hascholas hiskarvus. That is the beginning of the closeness ad shebiyem hakipuri v'simchas toido, till when we come to yem kippur simchas toido, who then we come to the end of the pasuk v'yiminet echab keni. Chul. Vaseris yimei tshuva, during the 10 days of tshuva, tzorich ha'odom lizboishes v'pnei havaye. And during 10 days of tshuva, a person needs to be ashamed because of Hashem. Asher hu yizborech mekarei v'isonu. Since the Eibishter, he blessed, is making us close with b'chinas oros ponim in a way that he shines his face to us. Hanal v'anachnu b'tachas harichuk b'menu. But we are totally distant from him b'pnei avenus hamavdilim, because of the sin that are separating, causes a person to be embarrassed. K'meisha Koso, as the Pasuk says, Bo'ishti v'nichlamti lahorim elekai ponai elecha. I've been embarrassed and ashamed to raise my face, Hashem, my face to you. U'k'meisha Koso b'zoyar, as the Zoyar says in Parshas, Bechukosai, On the posik, al posik vav gamzois bi yisom beretz oveyem leimahastim legaltim lechaloisom. So the pashtus, the posik is saying over here that while the yidden are in eretz oveyem, they're in golus still leimahastim legaltim lechaloisom. So the zayar talks about the lotion of lechaloisom, that yidden are in the level of a kalo. And notwithstanding, while the Eretz Yivehem in this context means that the person has failed, he's in the Sitra Achra, he's made mistakes, and he is the Eretz Yivehem, so the Eivishter says, like Altim Lechaloisim, Akala really needs to be in a market of perfume and beauty, but unfortunately, the Kala is in a market of a Bursiki, of tanneries, and the Kala attaches to the Kala all kinds of bad smells, and the Eibishter says that he's going to wipe it away and make the Kala legaltim lemasim. Lechaloisom kisiv, says the Eibishter. He doesn't say lechaloisom uravom, but lechalosom kisiv. It's lemoshul lekala, that is a parable and moshul to a Kala, to a bride. Shehi b'shuka de bursiki, that she's in the market of the tanneries, and therefore naturally there would be a bad smell. Umachmas oitze mahavosei eloha, but because of the powerful love that the chosn, that the Eibishter loves her, domile, so to him it appears beretz eveim silvin, she's the keshuka de ruchlim berechin tovim, like in a market of perfumes with good smells. This is the meaning of the pasuk. V'zehu shonu mevakshim, and this is actually what we're asking today. Eibishter mechal lonu, forgive us, which basically we're asking shelo yariya chareya chara shebebursiki, that the bad smell that is in the tannery shouldn't be smelling. The hainu, how does it take place? The getting rid of the reya chara the bursiki. By sprinkling on us clean waters. What does waters do? To wash away the bad smell which is in the bursiki. How does the bad smell washed away? By sprinkling upon us clear, pure waters, that is to remove the bad smell from the bursiki. So those are the water asking the Eibishter to wash away and clean us off from the bad smell. Now, what is the, specifically the mayim toirim, what are the sprinkling, the clean, the pure waters that Hashem sprinkles us to move it away? So the inyan mayim toirim heim, what are they, the mayim toirim, the pure waters, is yud gimul midis harachamim, the 13 attributes of mercy, which are yud gimul nare da parsimona dachya. They are 13 rivers of pure aparsimen, that's a smell of a naparsim, was a beautiful perfume. Hey, where do these Yud Gimel Mitzalachim comes from? Nimshachim Mimokim Hanikra, they come from a place which is called Timira, the Chol Timirim, hidden of all hidden, and Raiva, the Chol Raiva, the Rotzin for all the Ritzonis. He's going to explain. The Rotzim of the Tzayin is the Rotzim that precedes. There's a lot of Ritzayinis, and there's the Rotzim for the Ritzayinis. Pirush. The Moshul, Mekoyin Hamayim, when you look at the source of the water, Shein Enidah V'Nigla, you don't see the root, the source of the well, but we do see Rak Nahoris HaMishochas Memenu Heim Hanidim. It's only the rivers that come from the mine, that's what we can see. Kachu Yisbarech, so likewise, the Eibishter himself is Nikra, he's called Tumira the Chol Tumirim. He's hidden from all hidden. It means, Shayud Gim, Umbid Sarachamim, Heim Nimshochim Mimenot. So you have the 13 Midas, those are the rivers already, those are the Narid Aparsimenot, but the 13 Midas come from Hashem who is hidden. He's Lo Chay Nikra, and that's why we call, it says, Yoshev Al Kisei Rachamim, that he sits on the throne of Rachamim. Shahu, that is the Eibishter, sits. Tamir the Chol Tamir Yeshva Kisan Rachamim. Shurai with the Chol Rai. This is the Rotsin of all Ritzoyers. Now, this is also in the soul of the person. He has that part of the Eibishter, which is Rai with the Chol Rai, in the Yechida, that's in the Nefesh of the person, which also has the Rai with the Chol Rai, the inner will, what the person really wants, what is Yechida, what the inside of the person wants. This exists by every one and one of Yisrael. That is the point of the heart, which is higher than intellect or understanding, the knowledge. And that is called Yechida. So that level of Yechida has the Rotzin, that same Rotzin of all Ritzoynis, as it's implanted in the soul of the person. And this is what the Pasuk says, that Miyad Kelev, David HaMelech HaTilim says, Miyad Kelev Yechidosi. So from the hands of the Kelev, my Yechida, which means Lahoitzi, would be like the Kelev, to remove, to take out, to take away the desires and the want from this world, and to cleave with cleaving and desire, which would mean the will. There's a lot of other wills also. He wants this, wants that. But what is the ultimate, the will of all the wills, the most important will of the person is L'Hashem Echad Levad, is only to Hashem. How do we get that Yechida to function, that Raiva, the Chol Raiva, that you should want only Hashem? So, B'Shoifer, through the Shoifer, Huma Oider, B'Chinazu, you wake up that level. That was in a way of sleeping. It's there. The Yechida was there, but it was asleep. But every Yid has that level of Yechida. Through this level, Nimshach. That's why Rosh Hashanah, we measure that level. And then through that level, once the Yechida comes out, so every day from the 10 days of Teshuvah extends, we get the level of the third natural of mercy, which are the above mentioned rivers of the Rav, they come from their Mokar, from the Tmir, the Chol Tmirin, from the level of the Raiv, the Chol Raivin, all the Ritzoyn is hidden of all the. And they are called the purifying water, clean waters. They wash away the bad smell. Shofar ma'arich, shofar comes from the level of, or shofar ma'arich, the when you blow the shofar, the long, or me'arich, arich of the ampin, it comes from the arich, arich, arich ampin, which is the level of kesed, that is klal. So in a general way, that's where it comes from. And Zeres Yimei Tshuva, in general, Zeres Yimei Tshuva, we bring down this water. But specifically, Ubederech Parat, every day of the Zeres Yimei Tshuva, B'chol Yoyim, B'Zeres Yimei Tshuva, every day of Zeres Yimei Tshuva, Choyzer Ponim B'Fonim, Echad Min Yud Tzviris Sheba Odom, one of the 10 spheres of Adam returns to be face to face, which means that his midah is face, the face of Hashem. Shem Chabad u'midosof. So there's 10 midah. So the 10 days, there's one specific midah, which is Yoyir Ponov Itonu, which we turn to the Abish, that the Abish turns together. Together, there is the Horus Ponov. Hine Yom Razal. Behold, our sages tell us, Dirshu Havaya Bihimotze. That we should seek Hashem when He is found, we should call Him when He is close. And our sages tell us that Eilu Aser Yom Yishven Roshon Yom Kippurim. But that refers to the 10 days that are between Roshon and Yom Kippur. Those are the times Hashem is close. So what does it mean that Hashem is close? Pirush, B'Yosei Korov. What does it mean
when Hashem is close. What is the meaning of be Yosei Korov? Kshuhu b'chinas ha'oros ponim hanal. When the Eibishter is in the level of ha'oros ponim we mentioned before, which is, what is that one? It's Rusa Dil'eilos Smeilu Tachas Reshkinal. An arousal from above, the Eibishter's smile is under the head of above. So in that time when the Eibishter is Korov, when the Smeilu Tachas Reshi was b'neikil yochel liyeis Isaruso dilatato, then it could easily be asaruso arousal from above, from below. Then you have the ability. The Gemara says, when the Gemara asks the question, well, the Eibishter says, Kodavalem chol korei no love, that the Eibishter is always close to us. The Gemara says, Kumashi kosuv, Kumashi is kan li yochid. That the answer is that for a yochid, Rabim is b'chol kareinu, korosh am b'chol kareinu. It's always for a tzibur. But a yochid aseres yimei tshuva, the Eibishter is korosh. But the Rebbe explains it, kam the yochid. In aseres yimei tshuva, it's for the yochid, pirush. When it says kam the yochid, it means li yichida, pirush. B'chinas yichida anal. We're talking about the level of yichida. And that time is nizgala, the level of the person's yichida, to respond to the Himotzei and the Ha'oros Ponim Hashem. V'ine b'zman ha'hu, during that time, mekablim kol nitzutzis miYisrael b'chinas chilo rechim al ma'ilo. At that time, all sparks of Israel received the level of fear and love, chilo rechim, fear and love, al ma'ilo from above. Ayin zeh chilo gimu reishu dalet. V'hu b'chinas chilo rechim al yeni me'ayit. Those are very high fear and love that the person receives at that time, which is a gift from Hashem. Sheyevsher lahasig yisarusa delatato, that you can't reach through your own, through his arousal below. You get it a gift of the Eibishter. The Sederesim Mitzvah, the Eibishter gives you a very high level of Avav Yira. The pasuk says Leif Toir Broli Alikim. That you need to have this Leif Toir Elikim gives you crates for me, that Klinan. Which is the Lev, what is the Leif Toir? Bechinas Bar Levov, as it says in the Pasuk. Neki Chapaim Uvar Levov. Var Levov, to be a pure of heart, La Yochel Lis Eitzel Bechinas Nivra Mitzad Atzmi Besarusa Delei. That cannot come to the created being through the arousal, his own arousal. This is rather a gift that is given from above. At the time when there is that shiny face. They're explaining what it says, they give him the daughter of the king. Now, a person needs to prepare himself to get that level of gift of the Eibishter, Ha'oras Ponim. He has to prepare himself through affliction and pains. And that's why we don't actually fast on a Aseres Yimei Teshuva fully. But we fast, but we don't complete the fast. Why? What it means, we don't complete the fast, because it's not about fasting, it's just about inui. It's a she'en choshuv tainis ela inui. It's only considered, not considered a tainis, but rather it's an inui, which means shelo yiyah benefesh seveya v'kerev maleya. So you shouldn't be with a satisfied soul and a full stomach. And then shelo yuchal akabil, then he won't be able to receive b'chinas leif toir, the level of deir toir. Because when he's on a full stomach and eats the satisfaction, he's just not a keli to receive the leif toher. Back to the pasuk which he asked the question, and then he says so. Here we're saying Atem Re'isem. Yeah, Yutakia did see. That is what we're saying Atem, because Sha'at Heina Yisem Atem Haroim Chulu. You taka so you can see alidei surusa dilatato. That comes as surusa dilatato. But the problem is avavalei nosan Hashem chulu. But the Eibishter didn't give, which means you didn't get pirush b'chinas leif torah shneius milmaylo. So you did have at yourself. You can see, but v'lei nosan lachem el Hashem. The Eibishter didn't give the gift of milmaylo the oras ponim. That delay, that part which the person cannot reach through his own isrusa delay, that he didn't get, that they only got at the end after 40 years. This was actually the concept of the month. By the month it says, he afflicted you and he got you, made you hungry. Shall yidei hamon. That through the mon and in nuim v'segufim izochul lemailul yoyne yoyset, then they get a higher level lekabel b'chinas leftoher, to receive that level of the pure heart that the Eibishter gives you. By mashikosu parsha ekev aposik v'achilchas amon chulu v'chein ha'inyem v'aseris yimei tshuva. And saying we said mechuv, lochem kedim parshazu, kedim Rosh Hashanah. That's what we did this portion before Rosh Hashanah.